So today I was asked by Forbes magazine one question. The question was, what's the one sign that you're experiencing a midlife crisis? And I thought about it and it took me a while because I think there's many signs. You know, I experienced a midlife crisis when I was in my 30s and I realized that, you know, there were many signs towards that crisis. There were many signs that got me to experience that. And if I could sum everything up into one sign, if I could just, you know, take all the signs and I look at the patterns and I look at the history and see what is the one sign that I realized that I was hitting a midlife crisis, is one thing. And I'll tell you right now, is when you stop playing life to win. The moment that you are stop playing life to win, the moment that you stop playing life to win is when you realize that you don't have that certainty anymore. And then you start playing the game not to lose. You're not playing the game to win anymore. You start playing the save game. And realize that time is running out. And the feeling of time running out is what hits the midlife crisis. That's what hits the uncertainty. That's when you feel uncertain about your future. And shit, for men like our entrepreneurs and for men that are thriving success, that moment is crucial because at that moment you realize that shit, I'm not young anymore. I'm mortal. And for men to feel mortal is the beginning of the midlife crisis. So I realize that if I'm playing the game and if I know that I'm going to win, I'm going to play hard. If I have a chance to win, I'm going to play hard. But the moment that I doubt for a second, that I don't have a chance to win, I'm going to feel the pain. And that's when most men are living on scarcity in their business, scarcity on their marriage, scarcity in their life, because they feel like they don't have a chance to win anymore. They feel like they don't have what they used to have before, what it takes to win. So I got to tell you right now, if you're listening to this, there's one thing you could do. And the one thing is play life to win. Play life to win. You may not be as young as you used to be. You may not have all the things that you had before, but there's one thing that you have, which is experience. Experience. I am 40 years old. I am faster. I am smarter than when I was in my 20s. There's more opportunities right now than ever before. If you have that thought and that belief that there is more opportunity right now than ever before, then you could play life to win. Most men give up because they don't want to lose. I'll tell you right now, losing is probably the best thing that ever happened to you or me, because losing separates the men from the boys. And if you could withstand a loss, if you could withstand a punch in the gut, if you could withstand the uncertainty, then you could stand to win. Because at the end of the day, the winners and the losers, the difference that makes the winners and the losers are the ones who are standing to win. The losers, they will hit a fucking punch and they will play dead. The losers, once they fail once, they won't try again. But if you really want to play life to win, you have to be willing to withstand the punches. You have to be willing to withstand the losses. So regardless of where you are in your marriage and in your business, I tell you right now, if you just stand and take a stand and play life to win, it doesn't matter if you lose today. You may lose today. You may lose your partner. You may lose that business. You may lose, but you are not dead yet. You are not dead yet. Until life takes your last breath, that is when you could say, I'm finished. But until then, you fucking play life to win. Stop playing not to lose. Play to win. Because if you don't play to fucking win, you had the midlife crisis, and I feel bad for you. Because it could turn into years and years or sometimes decades to get back that certainty. Every single day, my prayer is, God, remind me again why I do the shit that I do. Remind me again why I must win. Why I must withstand the punches. Why I must withstand the failures. Why I must withstand the losses. Because I am made to win. And until I am dead, I'm going to be playing life to win. If you like the comments, if you like this message, comment, share it. And until next time, learn it, live it, experience it. Love life.